Welcome into the fort, friends of the fort, conspirators, big and small. Today, on this momentous occasion, we are talking about, some would call it Sam Squanch, some would call it Sasquatch. Shane Gillis's dad calls it Shane Squatch. They call it the Yeti in the Himalayas. We in America call it Bigfoot. With me today, hunting this cryptid monster. Cryptid animal? It's an animal. But is
I think
it
it's just a cryptid.
It's just a cryptid. Okay, it's a cryptid.
It's a
thing. It has feelings and jugs, apparently. But we will get into that. With me, me being Philip Boughton, the tour guide through the wilderness of this Sasquatch adventure. My dear friend, Joe John, my right-hand man.
Sometimes left.
Sometimes left. Depends if the lights are on or off. Royal Mills, he's coming in because Sasquatch can get rowdy, and Royal Mills is the body support. He's also the moral support and emotional support. I definitely lean on him when Sasquatch gets at my face. So Royal Mills, welcome. I appreciate you.
I like to get rowdy too.
Yeah. Royal Mills likes to get rowdy too. Likes to put it right back in Bigfoot's face. So
moral support.
Moral and I like where this is going. Yeah. Joe John, you're cranked right now.
I'm horny.
Yeah.
Bigfoot.
He watched a little domestic violence today.
Rex Ryan when he ripped Bigfoot.
Yeah. And then Stevie P, editor extraordinaire, also joining us. He's got the guns, literally and figuratively. In case Sasquatch gets out of control, we need to put one down. I'll
talk about that later because I don't think that would work.
You don't think we can kill a Sasquatch?
We're
going to get into it. But again, welcome in everybody. You know, this is the conspiracy episodes that we love to bring to you, and that we've gotten a lot of solid feedback on. We've done aliens, we've done ghosts so far, and then the natural course of action is Bigfoot, obviously. So yeah, we're doing that.
I'm really excited too. This is gonna be a good one, and I do have my newly acquired 6 hour in case Bigfoot wants to take a deep breath through his forehead.
Oh, I'm like, what?
Give me a second. Yeah, you lost me on that one.
You lost me, and then you found me. You found me at the turn.
Deadpool quote. People who have seen Deadpool and Wolverine will know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, great movie. Okay. There's clicking.
Yeah. Now I'm lost because I haven't seen it yet.
There you go. It's coming out streaming.
As soon as SSBTV has it illegally streaming, I'm watching it. Shout out.
Shout out. All right. Well, so let's dive into it. So I have done boatloads of research. I've watched all of the History Channel episodes that have come out recently that are narrated by William Shatner and Lawrence Fishburne. About Sasquatch. So there's that. Basically, a little bit of background information. Apparently in the 50s is when the first footprint was found. Turns out that was a hoax. But the 60s or 70s, I think it was the 60s, is when the video that everybody has seen, that's Bigfoot walking like across the river from the cameraman.
And the big old arms.
That everyone knows. It was 1967.
When that video, he's doing the Egyptian.
Yeah, kind of. Where his arms are just swinging because he's like turning backwards towards the camera.
Like, what up?
To add to that, I mean, obviously, that's Bigfoot specifically goes back to the 50s. But when we talk about like the Yeti, all the other names that you gave for Bigfoot, I mean, those have been around in different forms for like centuries.
Right.
I don't know if you'd consider that, but you know, all around the world, the claims are similar, for what Bigfoot is. So just wanted to add that.
So that was going to be my first question to my three amigos here. And I'll start with Stevie. Do you think Bigfoot is real?
It's a tough question to answer directly, but I will say the cards stack up more towards yes than okay. No. But not, you know, I do feel like that requires some explanation, but we'll get into it more. But I don't think it's like a single large gorilla man. I do think it's possible that there could be a species of some type of humanoid, maybe somewhere between Neanderthal and Homo sapiens.
That's the most scientific answer.
Well, actually, yeah,
I mean, I think it's very possible.
So
let me put my Poindexter glasses on.
Yeah. So Jojen, you made the point that I like. It's the same thing with the aliens that I think about. Like, if different cultures throughout history and different time periods have some sort of, it's one thing to be like, oh, like, yeah, we've got a giant hairy man beast running around the Pacific Northwest. And it's like, the Himalayas are like, oh yeah, we got one of those too. And then like in the Middle East, they've got one of those too. And then in Africa, they got one of those too. It's like, so maybe it is a thing. So
the one in the Middle East is definitely hiding.
Oops. That could be just a person that just hasn't shaved in a while. But I always like that, to think about like if it's has that widespread, like it's gotta be real. I mean, with the aliens, like there's hieroglyphs in pyramids and then in the temples in like Mexico, like the Aztecs and the Mayas and stuff, there's like stuff about aliens in there too. So something to think about. But Royal, what do you think?
No.
You don't think it's
real? You didn't ask me. I also don't think he's real. I just made that point. But I was using that point to say that it's real.
Whoa. Okay. Whoa. So we'll start with Royal. You don't think it's real?
No. I think this is one of those situations where people want to have something real in there, so they fabricate it to be a thing.
I think that's why it appears in so many different cultures. So that's why I could use like the reasoning as to like explain why it was like told throughout multiple places.
Like a folktale.
Yeah.
So the story of Gilgamesh, a ancient ruler, there is a story where like he befriended a hairy, giant, strong, wild man. And yeah, I think that there's kind of, I'm not sure that the people are using that to explain something. It's like they're the original people is what the,
that's not my sole argument. That was just going back to what I had mentioned a second ago, because you were attributing that to me thinking that it was real.
So then explain yourself.
Well, I don't think it's real.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I would consider myself a realist. And there's just, you know, there's at this point there would be evidence to support it, that you can find anything online. I mean, my mom has watched, you said you watched all the recent like History Channel shows about Bigfoot. My mom has watched all of them, period, point blank. They never find Bigfoot. It's I think it's fun. And I think people do see things that they can't explain. And then I think when they can't explain it, their mind kind of puts a picture together for them. And I do, in general, I think sometimes things just, you know, it's hard to explain, but, you know, bears.
Hear me out on this.
Yeah.
Because I just thought of this while you were talking about
that.
Okay. So the Gilgamesh thing that was just brought up here, basically, what if that was all just like a giant scare tactic to keep people from like fear mongering, I guess. Keep them in fear of, oh, I got this big hairy giant of a friend I made. Like, and people didn't know any better back then, you know? Think about that. But that epiphany just hit me right there when you were talking about that. And then maybe it carried on to like so-and-so carried on the legend of the big hairy man that turned into the Yeti. That then those people told the story that it became Sasquatch.
If we were having this conversation 30 years ago, you know, it's definitely possible that you could convince me Bigfoot exists. You know, it's just, there's so many people that are actually like trying to find him or her, whatever Bigfoot is. I guess both, right?
But they're solving murders from like 30 years ago, DNA evidence. Like there should be signs of Bigfoot.
There'd be proof. There's no proof. There's not enough proof to convince me.
Yeah, I think those are great points. Because there's not much that we don't know these days with all the technology and the research we've been doing. That being said, could it have been something that was around and have gone extinct more recently, right? Because there was evidence found of massive humanoid bones that were discovered. I forget where. Mr. Bowden, I think you might have wrote it down.
Nevada.
Where was it? In Nevada. Do you have the no. research on that?
One? I mean, not fresh in my mind, but there was a cave in Nevada. I guess the mountains there that they found humanoid bones that were 9-10 feet tall. They were giants. And there are Native American like stories about trapping them in the cave and
molesting.
No, trapping them in the cave.
And impregnating them. And that's how Shaq was
lighting a fire to kill them. And that's like part of like Western Native American culture.
You could fully convince me that, you know, there was a species at one point that would be like what Bigfoot is. I'm not saying that. I just don't think that it currently exists. And when we were just making that reference, when you said how Shaq was born, all I could think of were those giants in Futurama. What do they say? Honey wants snoo snoo, something like that.
Yes,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
I completely forgot about that
underrated show.
Me wants Futurama was a classic.
Yeah, me wants snoop snoop.
Well, that's kind of why I wanted to offer a little bit of explanation into my yes answer, because, like you said, Joe John, I don't think that Bigfoot, as it's described as this 9 to 15 foot tall ape man, I don't think that it exists today as it was described, but I do think that there was some form of species, like I said, maybe an offshoot of Neanderthal, maybe a step before Homo sapien in the evolutionary scale. But I think, you know, 9 to 10 foot tall, maybe a little bigger, more hairy than not, cave type people definitely could have existed.
And the interesting thing, like you've said about technology, like we could have all the technology in the world, but as somebody who started their collegiate career as a biology major, there's something like only like we haven't even come close to identifying like every living organism on this planet that especially like the, I know we talked about it in the alien thing. I think it's like 80% of the ocean is unexplored. And so like there could be stuff out there that we don't know about because we just haven't come across it. And I mean, something like a giant 10-foot tall hairy man thing.
Man bear pig.
Could be a little harder to conceal, but things. So think about this: giant squid. Up until recently, those were thought to be not real, and they just found one pretty recently, and like a whole one. And then pelicans. If you're in Florida, if you're in Louisiana, it's a state bird. There's a basketball team named after them. But those were thought to be fake years ago. So it's things like that.
How many years ago?
Hundreds of years, like 1700s.
See, so I think, yeah, I mean, you're making some leaps and jumps there. Because hundreds of years ago, they didn't know all the birds. And I would, in response to you saying, like, I mean, Bigfoot's not in the ocean. And I would say probably most of the land animals that we don't know about yet, they aren't in North America. They're probably all in, like, the rainforest in Brazil. I hear you, but I'm not convinced.
I think it's definitely like it makes sense, right? But I think that's what pushes me more towards it's possible. I do think historically it could have been there. Big part of it, right? You would think a humanoid like that probably has to travel a lot, right? If you're that massive, you need a lot of food sustenance to survive. And if it was more humanoid, more towards the Homo sapiens side, using tools, hunter-gatherer style life, they very easily could have ventured to Iceland, Greenland, shit, maybe even Antarctica, you know, or remote parts of Alaska. I don't know about, you know, them dwelling up in.
There has been. So there's been a Bigfoot spotting, you know, allegedly in almost every single state in the U.S. It seems like it's mainly the quote unquote Pacific Northwest is where Bigfoot actually is. I know you mentioned Nevada, which is not north, but it is west for the skeleton.
Isn't Nevada like full of oil?
Oil? I think it's mostly desert.
I thought there was oil field out there for some reason.
There might be. I mean, there might be some, but.
That can date back to like prehistoric time, and then that could also have something to do with...
You're talking about the fossils.
Yeah. Maybe it was a prehistoric thing that nobody could think of a name for, a species of, and then it evolved and then eventually died off. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. That stuff's possible. Oh, hi, bud. Yeah.
Yeah, I know people talk about the missing link all the time that between, different, Homo sapiens and Neanderthals and stuff like that. So I do think that it is something like that, and there could be not a lot of them out there. And the Pacific Northwest is a pretty vast, I mean, other than Seattle. Eastern Washington, Eastern Oregon,
Northern California.
The tip, Northern California, that's where that was filmed.
Yep.
But Northern Idaho, Western Montana,
that's where everybody's slow, basically.
There's not there's not many people there, period. I mean, it's just untapped woods. So
farmland.
Not about farmland, but it's,
I thought Yellowstone.
Yeah, Yellowstone. Yeah. It's woods, it's mountains.
Branch.
Yeah. Maybe it's just somebody that wants to be outdoors a lot.
It could be. It could be.
I could very well see some high school, early college kids being like, yeah, we want to fuck with the people on spring break and just wear gorilla outfits and camp in the woods for a week.
So the video had, like, people analyzed it, mm-hmm. and it wasn't somebody in a gorilla suit. It doesn't have, they said it doesn't have the gait of a human being. Like, it doesn't walk like a human walks. And it also,
it's too old, like, to fake.
Got a big old hunchback.
It's too old to fake, but also if it was like in a gorilla suit, like, it would be loose. It wouldn't be tight like skin. And like, you can see the muscles moving in the skin. So it's like, it could be real. So it's just one of those things that, the whole bear thing. I think there was one in West Virginia that somebody on a trail cam thought they saw one, and it was a bear with mange. So
sick.
Interesting. But yeah, I mean,
it does bring up like the fact that, Jojon, you mentioned that people around the world all kind of have their own versions of it. And that does make me think of, you know, how the Yeti is basically just the snow version of Bigfoot, right? But there are cases, like there was that one in Russia where the people were found just completely mangled up on that mountain during the Cold War. Definitely, you know, when I was reading that and watching it on the History Channel, I was like, that.
Oh, do they, that's actually pretty wild. Credit to that situation to Bigfoot, if it's the one I'm thinking.
It's one of the theories on it. Forget the specific evidence.
What if it was somebody just making it all up for content back in the day?
Are there people decapitated?
That was wild back in the 90s and earlier. Just saying, there was no cameras anywhere, so things got crazy.
Well, this isn't like Russia, like deep Russia.
They had pictures.
They're even crazier.
They had pictures of the heads. So,
yeah, real people actually died.
It was like, experienced, very experienced hikers
were found just ripped apart.
That just nothing but their heads.
Experienced, I guess
it was, and no one could really think of what kind of animal could cause that much damage that high up the mountain.
The newly discovered or
how pelican. Those it's possible. I doubt it.
Look, but are known for the their Yeti, gore or ripping abilities, but they are pretty fierce.
They'll try to swallow them whole too.
It's interesting how, you know, the human species, right? You can find different, we all look different depending on where you were born, basically. You know, like, Africans have more melanin. You have the, like, Iceland, high European people that are snow white. You have people that have a lot more hair, people that have little to no hair. So, I mean, it's all different kinds. So think about, if that was a species back in the day, some ventured more towards the mountains in Russia or somewhere.
You were talking about Dyatlov Pass, right?
Yes.
Okay. I just had to look it up to make sure. That would be fun to make a whole episode of this about, but it would take a
lot. Because there's a lot of theories on it, and it's pretty wild. It's gory.
Yeah, that would be because that's a whole conspiracy interesting in itself.
Write that down.
What do you? So, Mr. Bowen, we never got your take. What are your thoughts?
I do think it's real. Like I said, that video. I mean, the cryptozoologist or cryptozoologist that examined it, she was saying you can see the muscles, and she was like, it looks like it's you know, maybe a little smaller than other accounts of them. Like it was maybe 7 feet tall. And she said it very clearly has mammary glands. So it's like, dude, what? Maybe, you know, maybe Joe John's onto something. Maybe so this
definitely has tits. That's all maybe, I know.
Maybe it was just a lady that got separated from her friends and got stuck out in the woods after a drunken night. And
Joe John wants new.
Yeah.
So Bigfoot, what size did you guys hear Bigfoot normally is when you were researching this? Because my stats were about 7'10", so just under 8 feet, about 1,000 pounds or greater, and then foot length was 15.9 inches. So that sounds a little smaller than what you're talking about.
So they said, or this lady was saying that. This one looked to be about 7 feet tall, so it was possibly a female. So I think it was like females were like 7 to 8 feet, and males were like 8, 9, okay, maybe 10. So they could be big.
Yeah.
So huge.
Yeah. What I read was they could be between 9 and 15 feet, 15 being like the tallest it could possibly be. Which makes that medium stuck on like 10, 11 feet.
Mindset of people, like the more they talk about it, they just over exaggerate it. And that's why there's never an exact answer to anything. It's always like somebody said it was this and somebody else said it was between this and this.
Well,
I hear how tall is a human? 7 feet, 10 inches. You know, Victor Wembanyama, 7'5". So you know, he can stand next
massive.
To him. 15 feet, I don't know.
I get that it's a big range, the one I mentioned, but you know, you can do that for any species, any person, you know, how big are camels? Oh, they're between this and this, you know, how big are humans? Well, short ones, you got
a couple,
you got midgets, short people. Sorry. Whatever.
I got, whatever you do that all the time.
3-4 feet tall.
Like how big are you?
And then,
you know, 6 inches.
Yeah, like you know, there's always going to be a big difference because when you're talking about a species,
or it's like me talking to you,
range.
Bro, I just saw this big old Sasquatch thing, man. This thing was like 8-10 feet tall, bro. Like, I'm picturing people telling stories like that.
Oh, what's that game called?
So telephone exaggeration.
Like yeah,
the telephone game. Yeah. So I mean, if you're saying that it's an exaggeration, that does imply in itself that some part of it could be true. It's
that
just
could be a human being, normal person that somebody thought looked like a hairy beast, and then it turned into the story of Bigfoot, Sasquatch. For all we know, you know what I mean?
That's like, yeah, okay. That's where it could be anything, and that's like where again, we can see something. But not fully see it, and our mind starts to put together details for us, and we, you know, especially if it's something that scared you, you're gonna get adrenaline, and it's gonna be like a very vivid experience. But maybe you see a bear, you don't really think it's a bear because you didn't really see it. See, it looked like your water bottle was censored, Royal Mills, the way you just did that with the faded background. Yeah, I mean, what I'm saying is, you know, someone can embellish a story and misremember it, and then, yeah, people just continue to run with that.
I must say, it's very dismissive and close-minded of you both.
It could have existed at one point, and I'm fully, you know, again, you said that there's a whole bunch of species that we don't even know yet. I agree about that in the ocean. I agree about that. You know, most places, you'd have a very hard time convincing me in the continental United States. We haven't covered all that ground.
So here's some food for thought for you. Something I wrote down was there's a museum in Arizona where they have a, like a plaster casted footprint that was discovered that some people are saying is Bigfoot. And they have it next to like the average person's foot. Yeah,
I'm saying
there's really not. I mean, unless you know someone that has.
I'm saying it's big hand. Foot, I'm just going to start throwing out random stuff now. You know, that's how I feel because somebody told me that, you know, like
some
that's
what I'm saying.
So explain it, right? Well, how would you find a footprint that's the size of a, you know, the average femur?
Maybe it's, I don't know. Maybe it's an alligator that dragged its body across the ground and half of got washed away.
Alligator with five toes.
They couldn't explain, or they were purposely deceiving people.
Right. So that argument I could see where it's
yeah, and I'm not taking it there. You know, that wouldn't be like a museum. It would be a far
stretch. Do people pay to go see that stuff?
But don't. Yeah. There's like when you talk about all the TV shows and that like the History Channel's done hundreds of episodes. Like, yeah, they're just marketing off of it. But by accusing the museum of that, no, I think they probably found something they couldn't explain.
P.T. Barnum made a whole fortune off of exploiting people with genetic differences and stuff like that. I'm just saying. And he became filthy rich off of it. So P.T. Barnum and Bailey, the circus ring.
Barnum and Bailey circus.
Is that another episode? You talk about what is it? I mean, is it?
It's the circus.
You've never been to the circus?
No, they just found like the world, like the bearded lady or the super flexible.
That would be fun to talk about.
Acrobats. The world's strongest man and like the world's hairiest woman.
Yeah,
and
things like that.
Like
Bigfoot.
There's oddities.
Who's to say that maybe Bigfoot isn't a concept of marketing back then because people didn't know any better and they were intrigued to see something different and new if they're making money off of it. And it's all off
like
of
circus. Did the circus still go around like after, like post World War II? I feel like
they still happen now.
Well, hold on to that point, Mark. Are dinosaurs real?
Well, at one point they were, I think, scientifically proven, right?
You ever see one?
Have you seen
one? I'm just saying scientifically proven, yeah, but I'm a strong believer being a straight shooter of I don't believe things till I personally see it myself. So, it's kind of a hard situation on that one.
I am the same way. I'm more of a see it or experience it to believe it kind of guy.
So, the video of the Sasquatch, what do you think that was?
Maybe it was just a dude that was really baked and just really hairy, just walking around, strutting his thing. And somebody was like, whoa. Very possible.
Yeah, that video is very hard to explain away.
That Yeti's way too chill. Or Sasquatch, Bigfoot, whatever. Just vibing while he's walking.
As far as I'm aware.
Just vibing walking like that, like a 70s stone surfer. Just like, hey, yeah, what's up, human bros? You know?
Oh. You guys want to hear a gross fun fact about Bigfoot?
Oh no.
He's a very offensive odor. Apparently it is equivalent to schmegma.
Yeah.
Yes.
Whoa.
He's just cranking in a cave and he doesn't shower.
Schmegma, please enlighten me on schmegma.
I was gonna say, for those of us who don't know what schmegma is, I was gonna say to the listener, Google it. Yeah. I really don't want to describe it either.
Yeah,
but
Google it
and then burn your phone.
Yep.
And then safe search. So a very offensive odor.
Is you're gonna click images
and then you're gonna search blue waffle.
Follow up with two girls, one Sasquatch.
My other fact that I was going to talk about was, and I mentioned this earlier, allegedly, again, these are all separate accounts of different situations that may or may not have happened. Allegedly, Bigfoot cannot be killed. He cannot be shot.
The Wolverine?
So,
yeah, and that's where I think Mark's statements come into play, where things like that, it's like, okay.
So let me ask you, is Bigfoot a fourth dimensional being?
You can't kill it. Music.
It disappears into the abyss. What if he doesn't, it doesn't exist on our plane?
The X-Files.
Bigfoot's from the future.
How would you explain the evidence then in that scenario that we do have? Is that just moments of Bigfoot stepping into our plane?
One died in our plane. Or a couple of them died in our plane.
I think that's less likely. Is it possible? Yeah. But I feel like if there's a other dimensional being, they're going to have intelligence to the point where evidence like we have today wouldn't be left behind.
Maybe not just not bucketing on tits out, smelling like cum.
smelling like that fourth dimensional.
Maybe it isn't intentionally traveling dimensions. Maybe it's an accident.
Could be.
Could make our
conspiracy theory. That would make more sense.
Did we lose Royal? Is he throwing up?
No, he was looking up Schmegma, and then he just started. looks like he's moving his right hand a lot.
He's traumatized.
Given I'm like, I don't. Fourth dimensional thing kind of caught me off guard there.
No, yeah, cool. I do want to say, because I mentioned this when we were talking about Bigfoot last week, which I don't think people are going to hear any of. I do think that Bigfoot did exist in Grand Theft Auto San Andreas, because I remember I think I talked on it here a little bit about all the different like mystery Easter eggs and conspiracies that were in that game. And I the first like screamer video I ever saw was me looking up Grand Theft Auto Bigfoot. And it was just a fake screamer video. But since we recorded that last week, I've gone back to those videos. They're like 17 years old on YouTube, watching these old shitty Grand Theft Auto conspiracy videos. And I do think that he existed in the game, even though they said he did not. So I'll add that in for anyone that is deep enough in Grand Theft Auto lore to know what I'm talking about.
Okay. You watch a lot of weird videos, man.
I just be on YouTube, bro.
You watched the 9/11 video when you thought you were watching Transformers.
I mean, that was LimeWire. That wasn't
my... That building didn't transform him to an Autobot. I can only
imagine your search history, dude.
See, that's the thing. It's
Pornhub.
If we were on the other podcast last week and I was trying to pull it up, yeah.
So, kind of back to that Sasquatch video. You know, again, so this
Joe John's thing,
the Sasquatch is out walking outside, tits out.
Vibing.
She's vibing.
Femsquatch.
How many drinks until
three.
until you holler over the river like, what's up, baby? Three.
I mean, how obvious are these mammary glands that we're talking about?
I mean, they look nice.
Do you have like a Manscaped shear set? Shout out Manscaped.
More about conquest for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to climb a tree.
Yeah. Like it would be mine. I want to be the one to plant that flag. Like, yeah.
Nah, that thing's planting the flag on you.
Yeah. That's fine.
And then
her mark me up
from
snoop, snoop.
And then it's on. Do you think they have like the cuck chair like in the hotels
in the woods,
the Sasquatch, the casting rock?
Yeah. All right, so you're gonna sit here and you're gonna just make some grunt noises. Ugh. Oh, perfect. Good. Okay. Maybe take your shirt off. They're gonna want to see you without a shirt on.
I don't remember that reference. I know.
You watch the casting videos?
Oh, I thought
Jeremy.
I thought that was like. I think you should leave line at the end that you did. It sounded like it the way you delivered it.
It's casting couch.
I think it's just the way you talk these days. You've gotten your own voice to sound like the impressions that you do.
That's what.
I used to talk in a British accent so often that I couldn't stop.
That sucks.
Yeah.
It's a bad look.
There was like a week where I just couldn't stop.
Too. Like when you like say something ironically to the point where it becomes unironic.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't it ironic?
Don't you think?
Mm. A little too ironic.
Like it's more of that's, I don't know if that'd be a more of a commentary on.
I really
it's like rain on your wedding day.
Yeah. It's a free ride, but you already paid.
Yeah, that's the worst.
It's a good advice. But such, you just can't take.
Yeah. You just can't take. But who would have thought? It figures.
It figures.
It figures.
It figures.
Chicken finger.
Okay. Anything else on Bigfoot we want to get out?
No,
I think good. That touched it.
Yeah, I do think that we have quite a weird dynamic here that just I think Stevie and I are very open-minded.
Here we go.
Very experiential. And, we're just two guys just living in the moment, just open. If somebody's like, hey,
Jonathan and I are just some realists over here, I guess.
I like that we have the contrasting opinions. And, the viewers can kind of listen to both sides of the tape, and see.
Yeah.
But and the see cool where they fall.
In the tree fort, there is no right or wrong answer.
Because we're on a spectrum, baby.
Didn't we have a court show about getting to the truth, getting to the right answer?
Yeah. But, I mean,
if the fans want an order in the fort over Bigfoot, man, I'm down.
King, different time.
Yeah. So, all right.
Order in the fort.
Order in the fort. Order in the fort. Are we rapping on that?
I got nothing else. We're good.
Did we get that out of our system? What do we got next? What's coming next week?
I want to thank the fans or the listeners for listening to this point. What do you guys think is what we want to know? So head over to our Facebook and tell us what you think. Is Bigfoot real?
I want to know.
Yes or no. But either way, while you're there, give us a like, follow the page, and whatever app you're listening to this on, whether it's Apple or Spotify. If you haven't done so already, give us 5 stars because we appreciate it. What do we have coming up next?
So Titanic next one. Week
we're doing Titanic.
We're doing so next week.
Titanic.
Titanic is in 2 weeks. Next week is the is we're covering the spinoff of the Ghost.
Knuckle deep in his nose right now.
He's scratching his brain. We flip flop. So next week we're going to be doing the religion episode. A spinoff, or not a spinoff, but a continuation in a way of the Ghosts episode.
Yeah,
we're gonna have my cousin on to tell his firsthand account of the experience I mentioned.
So, in my discussions earlier with Abby, Hillary, and Natalia, shout out
Bleep.
To it has the biggest booger.
Either censor it or shout them out.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe they don't want to be named. First name only.
Nobody knows who they are.
So beep and beep
knows who they are.
For the 12 people that listen to this podcast. But
we have a lot more listeners in a couple of years, and people come back and listen to this.
People come back and they're like, oh,
look how far we've come.
I know Abby and I know Hillary and Natalia. Then fine, so be it. But shout out, hey, you three, Luke's angels. But anyway, they were saying about, I was talking about your cousin about seeing Jesus, and they're like, what did Jesus look like? I'm like, I don't know. You're going to have to listen to the podcast. And they're like, what do you think God looks like? I'm like, I don't know. And they're like, I think God's a woman. Like, you can think that. I think God is whatever to anyone. But it spurred some very interesting conversations. I was like, Jesus is jacked. He's white, first of all. He's jacked.
Looks like Joe from Family Guy without the wheelchair.
Cranked 90s in Fortnite.
Never has a shirt on. And he's just just lifting powerful stuff at all times.
It's almost like homoerotic, the way you're describing it.
A little bit, but you know what? That's my Jesus. That guy.
I want to fuck my Jesus.
He'll
on a real note.
Roundhouse you. He'll. What?
He's a praying to Korean Jesus. He ain't got time for your problems.
Yeah,
he got time for your problems.
My not white Jesus could kick your white Jesus's ass.
No. American Jesus would fight any.
He was born with an American flag.
Yep.
South Park Jesus.
Let me tell you about American Jesus. He's the most best looking Jesus that exists. Hillary also said that I sound like Trump.
No, that's what I was referencing.
Oh, yeah, I said
about, that. Yeah, getting into it.
And then she.
I think you've given yourself like your isms. Because you ad lib the Trump voice and Tim Robinson skits so bad that now when you just say a sentence to me, it comes off like it's a reference,
like a yeah. At the end.
Yeah, that's his,
like a public bus powering down.
His isms have like gotten into his language.
That was the best.
You can hear the suspension.
That was the best.
Shout out public buses. All right. Well, yeah. So we're talking spiritual experiences next week. And then we're talking Titanic. And I'm real pumped about that. So
I saw that when I was like 10. I can't wait to talk about it.
Not the movie.
Oh.
Mwah, mwah.
I mean, we
do have some talk movies
kind of. Yeah.
As well. Yeah. So.
Yes.
We got a bunch.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
I saw it with my friend's family, and we just saw titties, and I was like, "Oh, this is awkward." My friend.
Those ain't right Sam here. Squatch titties.
I think they went into full panic mode too when it happened. They're like, "Oh, we didn't think this was going to happen."
That was your coming of age moment.
Yeah. Nah. I rode the school bus to public school. I was already cultured in like kindergarten.
There you go. So, all right. Well, with that being said, we appreciate everybody popping in here, putting their tinfoil hats on. Thank you all for the voyage, you fine gentlemen. Thank you all for listening, all 12 of you. Everybody have a great evening. We will talk to you very, very soon. Sweet dreams. We love you. Bye.
Love you.
Tree Fort Gang is an Audio Boom original podcast. Edison is written by Aaron Sprinkle and is produced and performed by Soul Shifters.